had a wonderful script that was almost the exact, you know, it was like reading the book again. Alan Pakula is directing it, who directed Sophie's Choice and Clued and All the President's Men and Parallax View, my favorite movies. Harrison Ford is starring in it, who is like, you know, just an incredibly wonderful actor and huge movie star and like heartthrob of my life. And, you know, and then you add Brian Dennehy and Raul Julia and Gordon Willis to shoot it, and George Jenkins is doing the production design, and you have John Williams doing the music. I mean, I'd have to be an idiot. and it's a really good role, so, you know, I'd have to be nuts not to want to do this one.
How did you find Harrison Ford in
all of that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's wonderful. He's like the Perry Como of actors. You know, he's very funny man. Very kept me laughing the whole time. Wonderful sense of humor. Very gentle and generous actor and man. Meticulous craftsman and quite a specimen of the male animal. Every character in the movie is a suspect.
Mm-hmm. What if we could put it this way? Most of the characters do have a secret of some kind.
I think all the characters have a little hidden agenda going. There's no question about that. Yeah, we all do. And I think we're all aware of it. When we're aware of it when we were making the movie.
Mm-hmm. At what point did you get the part in the film?
I think she's very needy of him. She's very needy. She's basically an insecure person, which is evidenced by the fact that it's taken her 10 years to get her PhD. I don't think she wants to get her PhD because once she gets it, then she has to go out and function like a real person and do something with her degree.
I'm talking about that scene when he's
cruel. He's the one hurting her. I don't
blubbering on the deck. I mean, jeez.
How is she? How?
Yeah.
Jesus, she's not being cruel. She's devastated. I mean, she comes down here. Here's this man who she loves, who she's been married to, who had this affair with this beautiful woman, which threatened Barbara's marriage. She got through it. Now it's been over for quite a while. The woman is murdered, and he's put in charge of the murder investigation. And now she has to live with her husband, living with the damn woman again, day and night. He's thinking about her. You know, he's got to figure out. You know, he's in charge of the investigation, so naturally he's constantly thinking about her again. So even in death, she's there. And, I mean, it's just devastating to her. She wakes up, and there's no one in the bed next to her. Where is he? They've gotten their marriage back together. They have a family unit again. She comes down the stairs. All this stuff is spread out in front of him, the pictures of her and the case and everything. He's sitting there weeping. He's not being, like a detective mind, you know, completely removed from it, investigating it. He's, like, totally emotionally involved with this woman who's, you know, dead. I mean, it's like, and when someone's dead and it's like being married to someone whose first wife, I guess, committed suicide or something or died or, you know, died from natural causes. She wouldn't have to commit suicide, but, you know, so, I'm sure there's that element being a second marriage. If the first woman died, that you're living kind of with the ghost of... We all saw Rebecca, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
They're re-releasing it now, you know? They've re-fixed it up. I think it would be a fun movie to see it a second time.
Mm-hmm. If the affair was over...
I don't do that.
No,
that's
never.
No.
It's a question of technique.
I don't understand that. I mean, I really don't. I don't understand it when I hear that. You know, that actors, become...
Good part.
It's mythology. It's complete mythology, as far as I'm concerned. They like it to happen. They need it to happen for their own personal therapy or something. I really don't... I shouldn't really say that because it may be valid for them, but no, I finish work and then I go have dinner with my friends, drink a bottle of wine, have a nice big bowl of pasta, and have some jokes and some laughs, and go see a movie and go home. No, the work is on the set. That's where the work is. You know, it's just really bright. I mean, immediately non-committal. He doesn't, he doesn't, like, just come up with snap, quick answers and decisions about things. He really weighs everything 1,200 times before he, I used to love to say about him that for every answer he has a question. And it's really true. He takes a long time to make a decision, which is really great because it gives you time to find things yourself. He doesn't rush at you with all kinds of directions and thoughts, and you know, so you're bombarded with, you know, with his notions. He lets you go by yourself for a while because he knows that if you come up with something yourself, it's going to be much more yours than if he gives it to you. And it's always a part of him in it if he gives it to you, but if you find it yourself, it's yours. So he's terrific. Great.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Back to that.
It's really the key to her for me is that marriage is the most important thing in her life. It certainly is more important than... She's not someone who wants to go out into the world and do something on her own. Her ambition is with her family. And... obviously that comes from way before she met Rusty. That comes from her early life. That had something to do with her father. But she's really needy, and I mean that she's very dependent on him, and that is her. He is in fact her ambition, as bright as she is, and. And I really don't. Know why that was, except for, you know, it's hard to get everything that's in a book into an hour and a half movie. You know, you have to make choices. I kind of sort of would have liked that, but book I read, you know, I don't know what book other people read, but you know, you always have your own little people in your mind, and Harrison Ford was so close to... I didn't imagine actors when I was reading the book. I never do that. But...
Other than yourself?
No. But give... No, don't. Do you? You put yourself in? No.
Just the writer role.
The court stenographer.
But everybody's pretty much in how I pictured them in the book.
Thanks for Raoul, too, because...
Yeah, it hasn't been sold. No,
It will be.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, after this one goes to the roof, you mean? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I can't imagine it being thinner than this. Would disappear. Yeah, but that's the case for all. That's just the way the industry is. That's another story. I mean, obviously, there's more women in the world than there are men. There are more actresses than there are actors, and for every 20 or 30 men's parts in any given script, there's one or two women's parts. So that, you know, why that is it's out of my hands. I think it's pretty ludicrous. And not only is it a quantitative problem, it's also qualitative. I mean, the types of roles are, you know, I mean, it's a joke.
Did Alan ever tell you why he chose you, what he saw in Bobby Bedelia?
You know, my feeling is that... No. I'm getting punchy. I was going to say something really awful. But you promise not to print it?
Sure.
I think...
Now you know why this group's so large and that one's so small.
I'm not going to say it. I don't trust you guys for a second. No, but you certainly could... Gonna ask him about it. I think if it were my life, I would be desperate. I mean, I think if movies were my life, I'd be desperate if I didn't have any other interests and other things than I do. I'm not gonna get frustrated over the work aspect of my life, especially when I'm making a reasonable living and I do get to do interesting work from time to time. I'm one of the few people that I hang out with who gets the opportunities that I get. But, you know, there's a lot of other things to do. I mean, sure, it would be frustrating, but it's not hugely frustrating. Because I just go out and in my backyard and paint a picture and be completely happy. You know what I mean? I mean, there's other things in life. What, are you speaking in terms of a, quote, career thing?
Well, in terms of personal satisfaction, perhaps.
I took away a lot of friends from that, too. Jonathan Kaplan has become a really good friend since then. And I kind of see it in terms of, like, lots of little corners. You know, it was a corner, and, you know, this maybe is another corner. And, you know, some people have, like, one big corner. And other people, like, keep going, spiraling, and that's sort of what I seem to do, because I've been working for so long, and I've been working 30 years, and I've been making films for over 20 years, so I imagine, you know, 20 years from now, I'll still be making movies, and hopefully I'll turn lots and lots more corners. One can hope. Well, but we get along real well. We like each other a lot when we are together, but I just haven't spent a whole lot of time with him, because on the first one, we just weren't ever together. In fact, during the first one, he was still doing moonlighting when we made the first one, so when I was doing my work, he was on the moonlighting set working with Sybil Shepherd, and then when it was time for him to do his work, I was home or something. You know, we didn't meet that much, except for, you know, at the end when I almost went out the window. And on the second one, I'm up in the airplane the whole time he's on the ground, so I work with Bill Atherton. That's who I work with. I saw Bruce one cold, freezing cold, windy, snowy winter night in Alpena, Michigan at 3 o'clock in the morning. That was when I saw him.
Smart actor.